She needs to come to them. She has given blessing.
Oh, good. So we needed the blessing of the mother, and we cannot do anything without the blessing of the mother and the father. Kadisi Vrata has sent her powerful blessings here, and she will even try to come here. Do you know this? By airplane. Amazing mother. Wonderful. Also, another Gurukul child gets initiated, and happily both mother and father are here and have given me the express blessings and empowerment. So we will very happy, very special initiation. Devotees came. We have really amazing persons. We have even a person who's blind, who doesn't see anything physically, but sees everything spiritually amongst us. Yes, from Sarajevo, our Alit is there. And we have a special circumstance, which I feel is arranged by Nityananda. In our tradition, it is like this, that the person who performs the initiation, that is the guru, has to chant on the japa malas of his disciples. First, they are offered to God, to Radha Madan Mohan, and to Srila Prabhupada and everything. And then the guru is chanting on these beads to give this special empowerment to the chanting of the disciples. Now, I tried to chant on all the beads, but there was just so much to do that I have still 6 more rounds to chant. And I think it's Nityananda's arrangement for all of us to chant japa today together. I think Gogovinda, you have also not chanted 64 rounds today. So this is our huge opportunity to chant together, and I request you to take your Vivex, and if the Vivex are not very far, if you don't have to travel to Bungalow, but if they are on the property, you might as well just quickly run and get them, and we will chant our japa together. That is a very, very good arrangement. We cannot start the initiation before this chanting. Because I have to chant 6 more rounds. So, how do you like this arrangement? It is very timely. Very good. Yes, get your japa puja. So, Hare Krishna. We will just allow the devotees to go out. But so all take your seat. I will guide you, and this will be your japa session. Hope Ananda Bharat ready for japa, or you're the Mr. Philman. You are something here. So I would like to tune you in a little bit. I know some of you say, no, this is Satchinanda Swami, we cannot trust him, he did this on purpose. He wanted us to chant our rounds. That is also true, but I'm not. It's really like this. I just couldn't finish all the rounds for the initiates. So, what we will do is, first of all, focus a little bit. Please just look a little bit around in the room and become aware of what is going on in the present moment. You are sitting in a temple, and there are devotees who are going to take first and second initiation. Most of you have taken first and second initiation. Just go back in time to that time when you were so absolutely enthusiastic. It was the day of your initiation. Somehow you understood, I've come a long, long way in my life, and now I want to start my spiritual life in seriousness. I want to get initiation. I will say, even Vratas, my spiritual master, will ask me for how many rounds I will chant each day. And I said, I will chant every day without fail 16 rounds. At that time I understood also that this will work only if I chant free from offenses. You can go back to this time and you can ask yourself, how well am I doing at the present moment with my sacred initiation? Have I really benefited? Have I really taken full use out of it? Do I really chant, or do I still think when I chant? I request you to use this and go deeply into your japa. This should be the best japa which you chant at least today. You should use this now that we can create a very powerful transcendental vibration of the holy name. And see, you can't talk and do japa at the same time. A vibration which is so powerful and pure that we convince Lord Nityananda to give his blessings to all of us. What do you think of this project? Hare Krishna. Good project?
Yes.
Good, good. So we will start now together. Joy Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Start a connected japa, not a disconnected japa. Your chanting is connected to Krishna by just turning to him with that, in that prayerful mood. Please try this now. For the remainder, I might give you another little tip. But you are doing very nice. It's a wonderful spiritual atmosphere which is created by all of you chanting together. Very, very wonderful. So let us, it's also good to always call the name of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda before you chant the round. So we usually do that by approaching the Panchatattva. Let us chant this mantra together, Panchatattva mantra, and then go to the Hare Krishna mantra. Bring our mind so that we can chant with attention and concentration. However, it is very difficult for us as conditioned souls to Bahimukha, that means we have turned our face away from Krishna, to again become Antamukha, or turning our face to Krishna. It is not so easy. And therefore it is difficult for us to remain attentive to Krishna's holy name. What to do? Haridas Thakur, he talks about this in Harinam Chintamani. He says that indeed this is the biggest problem when we chant the holy name. This inattention is the root or the cause of all other problems. And he says it's not possible for any jiva control the restless mind on his own. Alone, such a victory over the mind cannot be attained. But by the mercy of Krishna, it is possible, because we know he is Hrishikesha. He is the Lord and the Esha, the controller of all the senses, which include the mind. And he can take even our mind, even your
mind and help that this becomes turned to Krishna. But we must pray for this. It's a gift. I imagine we could just chant the holy name and japa and kirtan and just be totally attentive, totally vivid. All our problems would be totally changed. We will go back to God and attain prema bhakti in this lifetime, finished. Our problems are all finished with this one thing. But this is a high thing. This is not so easily to be attained. You can't go to a self-improvement course on controlling the mind and then hope to change. No, it's a divine gift. It must be a divine gift because it directly attracts the Adi problem, the original problem that we have turned our face away from Krishna. So let us do one more round, huh? Let us give our best. Let us pray that we can chant attentively. And please pray also for the initiates, that all of these great souls who sit today taking sacred vows. I mean, this is very respectable what they do. Let us also wish them well. That will help. Let us chant again the Panchatattva mantra together.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are now ready to start with the initiation. So, I thought it was really nice that we had the opportunity really to sit together and chant together, because this is an initiation into a certain process. The process is to chant the holy name. And it's nice that we have done the process together. We know what it is, so that it's clear. I want to introduce to one other thing I need to say before I start. It's something for the video camera. There is another wonderful devotee who is not able to sit with us today on the initiation fire. Her name is Beatrice from London. Her grandmother just died totally unexpectedly, and her mother has arranged a funeral for the relatives, and she was struggling with her, should she go for the initiation? After all, Jesus said, leave your family behind and follow me, all this. Or should she stay for the festival or the funeral ceremony? And one of our devotees from our team advised her very nicely in my mood and said, No, you must now do your obligations to your family. Everyone is grieving, and you are a devotee who could bring some spiritual light and some help everyone at the funeral just by your presence, and bring with you Krishna in there, so that this terrible grief which is there for the family members is somehow alleviated. It is very important that you do this. And be aware of the needs of your family. So I just wanted to mention this because I just feel the initiation into spiritual life is such an important thing, and we should give, let me say, proper attention to all the devotees who are willing to make this step. I will now introduce our priest for this ceremony. His Grace Mahendra Prabhu, a wonderful Vaishnava as far as I'm concerned. I have great respect for him, and I request him to just tell us the different steps of this ceremony so that we can participate with full understanding in it.
Hare Krishna.
Brief, huh? Brief.
Yes, shortly, this is a ceremony called Unayana Samskara. For those who receive second initiation, they will get the Gayatri mantras, and first they will receive a spiritual name and get their japa mantras. We will start by purifying ourselves with a mantra which essentially says, whoever remembers Lord Vishnu becomes purified in whatever state. After that, Maharaj will explain. We'll have to chant some auspicious prayers. I suggest we do a few verses from Brahma Samhita, not the whole, because for the sake of schedule. If you want, Maharaj, we can chant.
It's so important thing. We can only 5-7 minutes. We can go fast. But it's good that it's complete. Yes.
And after that, Maharaj will explain the meaning of initiation, and we will do a sankalpa, we will do a vow that we will complete this ceremony. We will invite Lord Krishna to be present in the fire with mantras, with his special form of Vishnu, and we'll offer him ghee, and those who receive initiation will throw grains. And after that we will chant mantras, invoking the mercy of our acharyas, the Lord's associates, and the Lord Himself. And at the end, we'll have big care. Now, first, we have to do the Achaman. So, please, not everyone has Achaman cup, but you have to share. Put in your right palm 3 drops and keep it like that. And chant after me. 3 drops in your right palm. Yes. And chant, Om Pavitra Pavitrova
Pavitrova
Savastham
Savastham
Yatopiva
Yatopiva
Yasmare
Yasmare Bhajami Venu Parantam Aravindadaya Prakasham Bhagavatam Samasitam Bhutasundarangam Kandar Bhakodi Gamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindavari Purusham Bhagavatami Aalokachandrakalasadvaramaya Vamshi Dharmangadam Pramayakeri Kalavilasam Shramam Tripangadahitam Yata Prakasham Govindamari Purusham Namabhajami Agnaniyasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Shriyam Chakanti Ananda Chinmaya Sadushvara Vigrahasya Govindamari Purusham Namabhajami Advaitam Ashutam Anadi Mananda Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayopanamsha Vedeshudurla Vamadurla Vamatma Vakto Govindramari Purusham Namabhajami Vakrasukodi Shadavasara Sampragamyo Vayo Ratavi Manaso Munipungavanam Sotyasiyatrapadasimya Vichinchadatve Govindamari Purusham Namabhajami Veko Vyasaura Chaitvam Chagaranta Kotim Vyachakshurasti Chagaranta Chayayaranta Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam Govindamari Purusham Namabhajami Yadbhavamavita Diyomanu Chastadaiva Samraya Rupa Mahimasana Yana Bhusha Shusukai Raneva Nigama Praditastu Vanti Govindamadi Purusha Kamahamajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tadhira Eva Nijarupa Dayakalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasyatya Kitatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusha Kamahamajami Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vidosha Ena Santa Sadaiva Vidayeshu Vidokayanti Yashama Sundara Machintya Gunasvarupa Govindamadi Purusha Kamahamajami Ramadhi Bhuti Shukalani Amena Tishtha Nana Vadara Makarvathu Maneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhar Paramakumaryo Govindamari Purusha Namahamrajami Yasya Prabha Prabhato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shvashesha Vasudhadi Vibhuti Vena Tadrama Nishkala Mananda Vashesha Bhutam Govindamari Purusha Namahamrajami Maya Hiyasya Jagadanda Shadani Sute Traimunya Radishaya Veda Vidaya Mana Sarvavadam Vyaparasatvam Vishuddha Satvam Govindamari Purusham Namahamrajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasatmanayama Rashu Yapraninam Pratipadam Saradam Upeja Lilani Jena Bhuvanani Jayatya Jasyam Govindamari Purusham Namahamrajami Golokanami Vijadami Dalechadasya Devi Mahesha Haridham Suteshu Teshu Tete Prahava Nishayami Yudashayena Govindamari Purusham Namahamrajami Shrishti Shriti Praya Sadhana Shakyeka Shaiva Yashya Bhumanani Bharati Purga Ishanu Rupa Mahiyasya Chachesta Jesa Govindamani Purusham Namahamrajami Shriram Yathada Nivikara Vishesha Yoga Sanjaya Tena Hidata Prita Kasti Heto Yasham Bhujamma Vidata Samukhaiti Kaya Govindamani Purusham Namahamrajami Deepa Chireva Hidashantara Madhya Peja Deepa Yate Vipita Hedu Samana Dharma Yasadhi Eva Hidashantara Madhya Peja cha Vishnu daya vibhati Govindam adi purusham tamam bhajami Yakara narava jadeva jatisva yoga Niram ananta jagadanta saroma rupa Adara shakti mahalam yaparam samuti Govindam adi purusham tamam bhajami
chant now this very slowly. I will chant one line and then you can make yourself familiar with the rhythm, and then we will chant together, starting with the one or first line. So now just listen. Shri Akanta Kanta Padama Purusha Kalpa Tadobo
Shriya Kanda Kanda Parama Purusha Kalpa Tadobo
Everyone.
Dhruma Bhumishchinta Mani Ganai Toyam Amritam Kraha Ganam Nayam Gamanam Abhimamshi Priyasaki Shilanandam Jyoti Padanam Abhita Dasayam Abhita Sayadra Shirami Sarati Surabhi Vashra Sumahan Mineka Dhakyo Ravadati Nahi Pranabhi Samaya Amache Shveta Vipam Tamam Priya Gologam Nityam Vinandaste Sanda Shiti Virashara Kati Vaye.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale
Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine
Namaste Sarasvati Deve
Gauravani Prajapine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Sashaya Vishatarine
Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
It is with great pleasure that on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, our glorious Guru Parampara, we will be so fortunate as to assist these devotees by giving them the first and second initiation. It is my role as a servant of our glorious tradition to explain very briefly now the meaning of these two types of initiations. The holy name, first initiation, actually is something which works even independently of a formal ceremony. The holy name, as it is spread by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is totally independent of such a formality. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj writes about this. He says, the Lord Himself made a garland of the holy names and prema and put it around the whole globe, the whole world. That means that everyone who gets in contact with the holy name is automatically garlanded or has received this divine gift by the Lord. Still, in our movement and our tradition, we give first initiation because we will... this initiation helps our devotees to chant the holy name in a more disciplined way. So they will give sankalpas or in an orientation or vows, and then they will chant henceforward 16 rounds trying to offend trying to avoid the offenses. And they will also adopt four dharmic principles. One is truthfulness. We do this. Truthfulness is destroyed by gambling and lying and so on. The other is discipline or austerity. They will take this dharmic principle. This is destroyed by intoxication. And the next is purity, inner and outer purity, which gets destroyed by lusty feelings of sexual exploitation. And the last principle which they will adopt, which will help them, is a compassionate attitude, an ahimsa mentality, which gets destroyed if you kill fish and meat and so on. So by adopting these four regulative principles, they are really connecting themselves with, you could say, a Dharma codex, strong four pillars on which virtuous and righteous life is resting. And by doing this, their spiritual practice receives an enormous amount of strength and encouragement. So, although the holy name is independent of initiation, still we give the initiation because we give with this additional help to those who chant. They chant a fixed number of rounds every day, not one day this amount, and then that amount, and then no amount, and then again no amount, and then again a little amount, and so on. No, they do this fixed number, and this helps them to really show Krishna that they are serious. They are not let me say, indifferent. Better be different and chant your rounds without offenses than be indifferent. That's a very good. It helps them. So this is a first initiation. Doing this, you take really the process much more serious. I would like to therefore also make mention of that one thing you need to know if you want to chant easy and blissful rounds. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or actually Haridas Thakur, explains so beautifully in the Harinam Chintamani that Krishna is identical with the name, and therefore the holy name is like a sun. Like Krishna destroys all the darkness, the holy name also, when it rises on the horizon of the heart, you know, inside that Dahara Akash, that inner space which we all have, then if it arises there, it destroys all the darkness which is there. Darkness means ignorance, and also these karmic reactions which are waiting there in seed form. But just like the sun can become covered by clouds and by fog, I think you can see this at the moment, they're heavy snow carrying clouds are before the sun. Just like the sun can be covered, also the glories, also the holy name can be covered, and it becomes very unpleasant for us to chant, because just like a day without a sun is very unpleasant, it's cold and gloomy. So also when you chant the holy name, but you cover it by the clouds of offenses and anattas, you just can't receive the blissful, soothing rays of the holy name. Therefore, when you chant, you must at least try to avoid the offenses. If you make no attempt in trying to avoid the offenses, if you just don't know about it, or you don't care about it, or anyways, it's modern life, let's make Vaishnava apparat, talk bad about them, you know, it's necessary in modern times. If you think like this and make no attempt to avoid this, you commit nam aparat, and then there's no, the holy name is not visible. It's like totally covered by the heavy clouds, just like the sun in the village Abenteuer gets covered over by these heavy clouds. Oh, yes. So you must at least make a sincere attempt to avoid the 10 offenses. Maybe you are not always successful. Maybe you keep, unfortunately, some attachments. Or maybe you sometimes say something bad about devotees. It's not really a problem as long as you make a sincere effort to avoid that. You cannot avoid it, unfortunately, always, if you are not yet having deep attachment to Krishna. But if you make a sincere attempt, that alone convinces the holy name to give you a little light. It's like when the sun, the clouds go a little away and the sun is breaking through. It's called Namabhasa chanting. And from that you can chant that one day when you chant, it happens like what we heard about Narada Muni, that the Krishna appeared step by step in his heart. First, he only smelled his wonderful fragrance, then he heard his anchor bells, and then he saw actually his beautifully smiling face, which showed his great happiness and great joy and mercy to the devotees. Yes. So, chanting the holy name is anyone can do, but you please try to make yourself familiar with the aparadas, which you have to avoid. There are first-class books out in our movement which describe them in detail and describe solutions, what to do if you happen to stumble across one of the aparadas. And then when you do this, my dear devotees, please have faith. The Holy Name will reveal Himself in great splendor, and He will move away all your problems and difficulties. Alone for us conditioned souls, it is sometimes difficult to struggle against our karma and our conditioned nature. Remember that prayer of Kali, as who said to Krishna, I'm born like this. I am by nature envious. How can I on my own change my nature? It's not possible. But you, my Lord, you have now come to me and you have removed you can remove this unfortunate problem. So the Holy Name can come if you learn to receive Him properly by chanting your rounds, by trying to avoid the aparadas. I personally believe the best way to avoid the aparadas is to enter a positive mindset where, you know, for instance, the first aparada, where you said, I will glorify the Vaishnavas. Like this. If you want, you could give me your email address and I could send to you the verses which Haridas Thakur speaks, how you can enter this positive, in our modern language we would say affirmation, an old language we would say an attitude which immunizes you, or makes you immune against the tendency. It's an extremely powerful practice if you do this. Extremely powerful. It helps you to just work on your japa in a very positive and powerful way. Good. This is the first initiation. Also, a second initiation will be given. You will get a mantra which makes the soul go after Krishna. It's the Gayatri Mantras, and then embedded in these Gayatri Mantras, there is the Gopal Gayatri Mantra, which Mahaprabhu chanted. He received initiation into this mantra in Gaya by His Holiness Ishvara Puri. And when Shripad Ishvara Puri initiated him, that night after this, Gauranga Mahaprabhu chanted him, and he got up and he started to show symptoms of ecstasy and go into the direction of Vrindavan. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. At that time, the devatas, noticing that the Lord was not going to start His Sankirtan movement, He would just disappear in Vrindavan, they said in a voice from the sky, "My dear Lord," "please don't go now to Vrindavan. Go later. We are your servants, the devatas. And we request you, the world needs that you start your Sankirtan movement. You first please start your Sankirtan movement, and later you will go to Vrindavan. If you so desire, please do it. You are totally independent. But if you wish, please do this." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered the purpose, one of his purposes, spread the Yuga Dharma of Nam Kirtan, and at that time desisted from going to Vrindavan. Instead, he went to Navadvip and started the Sankirtan movement in all earnestness. But this mantra, that's the point, makes the soul go after Krishna. Three times a day, you will sit down and you will chant mantras to Krishna in Vrindavan, thus totally identifying your Ishta Devata and your place where you want to go with your spiritual life, and then solidifying it, making it known to the Lord, I want to go there, putting a stamp in your consciousness, bang, I'm going back home, back to God. A very powerful mantras. Now, in both types of initiations, first initiation or holy name initiation, and second initiation or diksha, as we call it, mantra diksha, there are two important principles which I would love to share with you. The first is willing cooperation. You cannot derive the full benefit of initiation if you don't do anything, if you just remain a passive person. The full benefit of initiation will only come about if you willingly, that means happily, cooperate with your spiritual guide and the parampara, and you give your part. Otherwise it can't work. It's not a one-way street. It's not that we come here, pay, now, whoop, magically I will be kept, I will be taken by my hair, I will be pulled to Vrindavan, I don't need to do anything, I just need to stay alive. It's not like this. You will have to integrate and imbibe these, the holy name. You will have to practice the chanting of the holy name. It's you who will have to try to avoid the aparadhas. It's you who has to sit down, live a brahminical life with the proper principles intact, and chant your Gayatris at the santhyas, means the proper times, which you have all learned by doing your Brahman test. Only if this is there will you reach your goal. A train runs on two tracks. In the same way your spiritual life runs, the one track is the parampara and the other is your own efforts. They need to be there. This is a very important principle which I have read in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's article, The Meaning of Diksha or Initiation. The second principle is something very nice, very easy. My dear devotees, this path is the path of kripa, the path of mercy. On our own, we are limited, let us say it in a very polite word. Or we could say in a philosophical word, conditioned souls. You might by now know what that means. But there's Krishna, who is not conditioned. There are devotees who have good realizations in their heart and who have a merciful attitude towards one and all. Turn to help. Don't stop thinking you are alone and it's all dependent on you. You are not alone. By initiation, you join a spiritual family. You become part of a respected tradition which goes back to the creator of the world. You are there, a member. And all of the acharyas of the past, all the devotees of the present, and most important, the Lord Krishna want more than you can ever imagine that you return back to Godhead. They are waiting on their support. They are there giving full support if you just learn to turn to them. When I was a child, I once saw a movie on the Tour de France. You know, you have heard about this tour. Everyone gets a bicycle who wants to participate, and then they bicycle along the Tour de France. But because they have this unnecessary competition spirit, they make it very difficult and kill themselves. It would be such a pleasant ride through nature. But it's also a competition. Who gets the first? It's a very long tour. I forgot how long. I think more than 40 kilometers. Up to 1,000?
Few thousand
kilometers. My God, that's too much. That's not necessary. I heard it's quite difficult. It's demanding on the bicycle driver. It goes, Nita Chand has studied it, it goes up and down the mountains. Like this. But in the tour, when I saw that it was a summary of the Tour de France, short thing, half an hour. There were many people who helped the people. They gave some water, some apples, some this and that. Good applause they gave. And they screamed, "You can make it!" And so much support was available, at least in that film which I saw. Maybe nowadays they just make obstacles on the path. I like to see if someone falls from their bicycle and all this. But it was a children's movie. It was very pleasant. I remember this. So I sometimes think like this. You are going on a journey. There is absolutely no competition in this. It is free from all competition and passion. But there's so much help, my dear devotees. So much help. Don't think you are alone in this. Spiritually, the great personalities of the past are there, showering your blessings. Prabhupada is there, being so proud of all of you. And Vaishnavas are there who wish that you succeed and not fail. And more than anything, the Lord is there, being willing to move everything out of your way. Just learn to turn to them. You're not alone. Wherever you go, wherever you stand, wherever you rest, wherever you sit, Krishna is right next to you, and you just need to turn to Him. Hare Krishna. Good. Now we will request our Mahendra Prabhu to guide us in the next steps of the initiation ceremony.
The next step is those who will receive the Harinam initiation will come to you and offer obeisances and make the vows and receive the job.
So what we do is you have to somehow make your obeisances like this, but please somehow see that your feet are not
pay obeisances like this.
Like this is good, like this. Then the feet are going in the right direction. Yes. I don't think they will go to Bhagavad Dhamma, but he doesn't mind. Yes. All right. So we have today 10 first initiations. One came in the last moment, and those who had to deal with this parachuter who fell from the sky were highly surprised in the moment, but we all felt it was Nityananda's special mercy on him, so it was an arrangement. We will start with Bhakta Alex from New York. Please come forward.
How many vows will you chant each day?
I give a vow to chant 16 rounds every day in my sleep, and I give a vow to not eat meat, fish or eggs, not take intoxications, no gambling, and no illicit relationship.
Your name is the best name. Ananda Bihari Das.
Ananda Bihari Prabhu ki.
Yeah, you should all be full of joy in your heart when the devotees get their initiation. You should bless them with all your good feelings which you have, and you should joyfully make a joyful noise and call Hari Bol. Next is his good wife Zina.
I love to not eat meat, fish or eggs, no intoxications, no gambling, no illicit relationships, and chant 60 rounds every day without any fail.
He made it. Thank you very much. Actually, I first have to give you your answer. Your name is the best name. It is just, yeah. Chinmayi Radhe Das. This wonderful couple from New York is doing this. I mean, I always hear when you go to New York, they are there and they take care of the Vaishnavas. They have a breakfast and rest program, or how is
bed
it?
And breakfast.
What?
Bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast, it's called. People come in the temple for bed and breakfast. You need to take a rest and breakfast. Then they go. And many of them are spiritually very inclined and see the deities, meet devotees, and, you know, become very, very much affected by the contact with devotees. And they have also a little daughter. A daughter is sleeping or
playing.
Good. Very good. Yes. Gaurangi, and everyone likes Gaurangi, and Gaurangi likes everyone, and so on. Wish you all the best. I've heard so much about you, and we've obviously discussed a few times. So all the best.
very happy that this works out. Very, very nice that you could come from such a long distance here. Hare Krishna. Next devotee, maybe Gokovinda, you can assist. Next devotee is Halit. What's the one here? Hare Krishna.
Govinda, translate.
Resume. Yes, I understand.
Zavitinda mantra 16 krugova.
Yes, I understand.
4 regulativna principa, ne ma intoksikacije, ne isti meso, ne ma jaja, riba, ne ma nezakon seks, ne ma intoksikacije.
Yes, dobro. So, your name Saime sa Balaram Haladhara Das. Haladhara is the name of Lord Balaram. He is the one who wears the plow. And it is a name which indicates great strength. And that name can remind you how spiritual strength is able to overcome all material obstacles, including physical blindness. That can remind you so that you're never sad and never inconvenienced or never affected badly by material obstacles. So you are the servant of Lord Balaram who has the spiritual strength. Hare Krishna. Next devotee is a mother and her daughter is also there. Maybe you can both come. Anahit and Anadi Radha is her daughter. She didn't bring her violin at this moment. Hare Krishna. Maybe you want to sit here for translation. Haribo, Hare Krishna. How many rounds will you chant each day?
Every day 16 rounds.
Oh, you can speak English.
Yes.
And could you please also tell me what rules and regulations you will adopt?
No meat, no fish, no eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no insolent sex. Chanting every day, minimum 16 rounds.
Wonderful. Very good. Mother. So your name is
is the name of Srimati Radharani. Abhishtata Devi Dasi. Abhishtada, it means she who fulfills all desires. That's the name of God. All desires. Oh, so merciful. Do you realize this is a very important second principle. To turn to get the mercy. Our next devotee is from Munich, Bhaktin Eva. Please come forward. Before I make mention of this, before we do the initiation vows, I lovingly want to. Ich möchte Angela, ihre Schwester, Angela, ihre Schwester und auch ihren Sohn Shilas ist da. Ganz herzlich willkommen heißen. Sie geben vollen Support heute. Shilas, volle Unterstützung jetzt geben. Innerlich. Und die Schwester auch, Angela. Herzlich willkommen. So, ja, jetzt wie viele Runden wirst du die täglich trinken?
Mindestens 16 Runden genau. Täglich. Und ich verspreche kein Fleisch, kein Fisch, kein Ei zu essen, kein Glücksspiel, keine Berauschung und keine unerlaubte Sex.
Gut. So. Your name is also name of Srimati Radharani. It's the name. Such a good name. Ekanti Devi Dasi. The name Ekanti. Let us wait. The name Ekanti means she who is focused. Yeah. She who is sie die fokussiert ist. I want to say something about these names. They always mean something. They are not just what is there in a name. There is some academic consideration. What is there in a name? And there are a few things I forgot. But in a spiritual name, there is really it's really that name which is just the name. You know, it's something. It's in the air, and you will soon see it with someone else. Because most probably you had an idea about her name, and there is, and you picked the name already up. Most probably you can check yourself now. There is a name which is just it's difficult to explain. It's a. For those who commit themselves to a tradition, that's very important. They have to be committed to a tradition. They enter something like they enter that tradition. It's like a palace or something, a virtual palace. And things are there which they begin to discover one after the other. And one is the name. Krishna. There are many things I could say about it, but I want to proceed with the initiation and call forward. I have to
We must not say now the name because it's so obvious that this name. But Gandhari. Hare Krishna, welcome. So Gandhari is one of the two devotees who are Gurukul devotees, or they are born in Krishna consciousness, or their parents are Krishna conscious, and both of them are there, and also Gandhari's sister, wonderful sister, disciple of His Holiness Jai Prataka Maharaj, is also here to give full support. I feel always very, very shy. These are great souls, you know. They are such great souls. And I feel also, I really had to ask the parents for their blessings, because they are the ones who gave birth and education to these good devotees. So, yes, Gandhari. How many rounds and what else?
Promise to chant 16 rounds minimum every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise to not engage in these following activities:
mm-hmm.
No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and no meat eating.
Good. Your name is, there cannot be any other name, Sri Gandhavika Devi Dasi. Mother, all right. Good. Yeah. Sri Gandhavika Devita. Gandhavika is Srimati Radharani. It is a very powerful name of Srimati Radharani. Very powerful. Rupa Goswami has written one verse, Sri Gandhavika Ashtakam. It's 8 verses of taking shelter at Radharani's lotus feet, and if you wish, I can show you this. You can chant it. It's very beautiful. Ashtakam. It's a very great honor. When I talk to her father, father is here, photographed her father, and he said, I'm so happy. It was worth all this changing the diapers. Our daughter is there. Her daughter is initiated in Srila Prabhupada's line. Father is very relieved. Mother is very relieved, because bringing up children in Krishna consciousness is quite something. It's not so easy. We must pay our respect to these great souls who do this, because around them, you must see as a culture which is not Krishna conscious. We can say like this, maybe some God conscious is here and there, but mainly, and Denmark is Denmark again, mainly not Krishna conscious culture. Different values, different goals altogether. Children, of course, want to associate with other children, want to do what the other children do. So to somehow educate them in a way that they get taste in Krishna consciousness, not the stick, do this, do that, but give the taste. Oof, that is really the very, very, very applaudable service, really, to mankind. And both of the daughters have so much taste in chanting. Phenomenal! It is very good. So, I want to say,
the parents sometimes say, okay, now you are the spiritual father, we have done our job. But I always say, no. We need you here. We are a team. We are all taking care. Not please don't have that feeling. We are a team. I'm just one person more in helping you with your children. Gotcha. I'm very much moved because I became a devotee when I was quite, I mean, I didn't, you know what I want to say, I came in contact with Krishna consciousness when I was very young, and I know what young people go through when you have gone through it yourself, and I'm so happy and so proud of devotees who from a young age practice Krishna consciousness, because I know that it's sometimes not easy. You have that young energy and you know, go through the rebellious period in your life and all this in Krishna consciousness, you know, by not leaving Krishna consciousness. Wonderful, very impressed. Krita Gyoham, I know what you have done, because I don't know fully, because you started when you were little babies, but good. Now next devotee is from Stettin, Bhakta Jacek. Yes. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So, what are the, how many rounds will you chant each day?
I will be chanting every day, every single day, at least 16 rounds.
Good. And what are the regulative principles which you follow?
I promise not eat meat, eggs and fish, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex.
This is the best part of initiation, as far as I'm concerned. Your good name is the name of Lord Balaram, and it is Jai Ram. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. Jai Ram's good wife is also here to give full support. Yeah. Good name again. Good name.
Ananga Manjari.
Ananga Manjari is there. Yes. Hare Krishna. Wonderful to see you and give full support. Very good. Those who were not here, when I was in Nandagram this year, I noticed how all the Nandagram Vasis chanted Ram 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 Ram, and I thought, what, you are Ram Bhaktas? I thought you are Krishna Balaram. They said, you misunderstand. Ram is Balaram. So that I thought very, very wonderful. Dobro. Good. Now we come to Bhakti Annette. Hare Krishna. So, but thank you. What are the 16? Well, I said, how many rounds a day?
I promise to chant 16 rounds every minute.
Yeah.
And I promise to not no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no meat, fish, and eggs.
Fantastic. Okay. No. Let me just see. It's also the name of Radharani. Your name is Ananda Prada Devi Dasi. Please always keep your joyful nature. The name means she who gives Ananda, who gives joy. Rani's name is like this, Ananda Praja Devi Dasi. And I thought it just characterized Ananda Prada, because if there is a kirtan and Ananda Prada is there, I mean, the men are not supposed to see, but the Madhijis can see. She dances very joyfully. Then there's one devotee who could not come. I think you know Bhakti Beatrice because of the tragic and unexpected death of her grandmother. We will have to think how to do the initiation. I will not reveal the name here. We will think about this, and very soon we meet in London and discuss. I'm saying this because maybe she's on the Mayapur TV at this moment, and we have not forgotten you, and you made the right decision to stay in London. Really, I mean it. So, the last one is a devotee who came by parachute, and the last moment, and we all were surprised. Ananta, please come forward. How many rounds will you chant each day?
I vow to chant minimum 16 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are the principles which you will follow?
And I also vow to not eat meat, fish, or eggs.
Mm-hmm.
No intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Mm-hmm. I don't eat it's no intoxicating, I think you said, yes. Your name makes one dance in ecstasy as soon as maybe we should remain seated, but your name is Ananta Gauranga. Ananta Gauranga was also born in the movement. His wonderful mother, Ekadasi Vrata, is rushing at this moment to the airport to come and congratulate her son. It was so unexpected, and I very much I want to excuse myself for creating inconveniences, but. But it was the way everything happened was just Lord Nityananda's arrangement, and then the Lord knocks at your door. You can't say no, don't come in at this moment. And you have to open the door and be willing for his arrangement and to accept it. And Ananta Gauranga made a very interesting and deep decision in his life. Like every young person, he needed to find his way, his authentic way.
Also old persons sometimes need to still do that. And he gave time for this, for experimenting with different possibilities, and came to Krishna consciousness again and made a decision to use his wonderful musical talents in the spreading of the holy name. He's now at a project in New York, which does, I believe,
6 hours Harinam,
6 hours Harinam a day on Washington Square Park.
Union Square.
Sorry, Union Square Park, and mostly there or other places.
In the wintertime, we have different places.
In the wintertime, many different places. And they just sit down and do Harinam, and so many people who knew our movement at the beginning, after all, it all started in New York, are so engladdened and so happy, and the Holy Name is just doing so much there. And this is a very wonderful project, which was really the mercy of the Lord, and one determined devotee,
Ram Roy,
who started it. It was a very wonderful, New York. New York and Holy Name, they belong together. And you can see when he plays Madanga, it sounds as if 33,000 demigods have come to play Madanga. It's very nice. He also went to Vrindavan in his young age and was part of the 24-hour kirtan there. So all of us should once again raise our hands and give our blessings not only to Ananta Gauranga but to all the initiates give blessings. You just must go in your heart and find only your best desires for them, your best wishes. May your path be free from obstacles, may you find the inner strength, and when there is need, may you find devotees you can turn to reveal your heart and get strength from them. So something like this, please. Let us raise our hands and bless these devotees by loudly calling out, Gaura Premanandi! Gaura Premanandi! There are also devotees who get second initiation. Their names are Anadi Radha Devidasi, Bhavini Devidasi, Jayanti Devidasi, Vijay Gauranga Das, and Ram Gopal Das the Brahmana. Now you will also participate in the offering of grains. That's your yagya, and after this, please come up to my room, and then I will give you upstairs the guide. Sorry. Auch gut, dass du es gesagt hast. I'm just so. I want to say to all of you, sometimes I make mistakes, like now. Please, at that time, help me, remind me. You know, I'm. And Anna Lakshita Devidasi. other names you no problem.
Or maybe me?
Sorry. No. Yes, please don't laugh at an old man, you know. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Nitai Chant, of course. Who else? Nitai Chant, the Brahmana. These two devotees, we were discussing something, and therefore I forgot to put them on the list. It's entirely my mistake. I'm very sorry. But you are definitely there. Anna Lakshita Devidasi and Nitai Chant Das. 100%. Please forgive me. Don't think it's a bad omen. It's a good omen. So now we will turn to our Pujari.
Om Tat Sat Sri Govindo 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 Asyam Shubhatithau Achyuta Gopra Mahendra Sushi Krishna Pityakam Upanayanam Samskara Dharmaham Harishyami Sanat Kumar Tukama Deva Yashir Shamam Ati Deva Devana Devarshi Vaya Purushakshana Khara Kurmo Vrama Jaya Vashishat. Om Rajapati Vishnu Vishnu Vrihati Vrihata Shri Vishnu Devata Agni Sthapane Viniyogaha Om Bhutuvasva Om.
The Hindra, should there be Kirtan or should it not? Or
you want 2 minutes.
1 minute.
Om Samudbhava Namagne Ihagacha Agnepam Samudbhava Namasi Avahayami Sthapayami Prabho Kripaya Swagatam Kuru. Om Masraha Deeparchire Vahirashantara Vabhutheja Deepayate Vipita Hetu Samana Dharma Yastadrik Eva Hicha Vishnu Tayabhi Bhati Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Vajami.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we'll chant mantras together, and those who have the grains in front of them, please take the grains with these three fingers. Okay? And when I say swaha, throw them in the fire. Dimirandhasya
Dimirandhasya
Jnananjana
Jnananjana
Shalakaya
Shalakaya
Chakshu Unnilitam
Unnilitam
Yena
Yena
Tasmai
Tasmai
Shri Gurave
Shri Gurave
Namaha
Namaha
Swaha
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 Swaha Chaitanya,
Sri Chaitanya,
Bhitam,
Mano Bhisham,
Sthapitam,
Sthapitam,
Yena Bhutale,
Yena Bhutale,
Swayam Rupa,
Swayam Rupa,
Kadamahyam,
Kadamahyam,
Dadati,
Dadati,
Swapadantikam,
Swapadantikam,
Swaha,
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 Vandeham,
Vandeham,
Shri Guru,
Shri Guru,
Shri Yuta,
Shri Yuta,
Padakamalam,
Padakamalam,
Shri Guru,
Shri Guru,
Vaishnavamscha,
Vaishnavamscha,
Shri Rupam,
Shri Rupam,
Sagrajatam,
Sagrajatam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Raghunathanvitam,
Raghunathanvitam,
Hamsajivam,
Hamsajivam,
Sadvaitam,
Sadvaitam,
Savadhutam,
Savadhutam,
Harijanasahitam,
Harijanasahitam,
Krishna Chaitanya Deva,
Krishna Chaitanya Deva,
Shri Radha Krishna Padam,
Shri Radha Krishna Padam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Lalita,
Lalita,
Shri Vishakha,
Shri Vishakha,
Anvitamcha,
Anvitamcha,
Swaha,
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 Vishnupadaya
Vishnupadaya
Krishna Prishthaya
Krishna Prishthaya
Bhutale
Bhutale
Shrimate
Shrimate
Satchinandana Swami
Satchinandana Swami
Iti Namine
Iti Namine
Swaha
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 Swaha Vishnupadaya
Krishna Prishthaya
Krishna Prishthaya
Bhutale
Bhutale
Shrimate
Shrimate
Bhakti Vedanta Swami
Bhakti Vedanta Swami
Iti Namine
Iti Namine
Namaste
Namaste
Saraswate Deve
Saraswate Deve
Gauravani
Gauravani
Pracharine
Pracharine
Nirvishesha
Nirvishesha
Shunyavadi
Shunyavadi
Paschatya
Paschatya
Deshatarine
Deshatarine
Swaha
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 Namah
Namah
Om Vishnupadaya
Vishnupadaya
Krishna Prishthaya
Krishna Prishthaya
Bhutale
Bhutale
Shrimate
Shrimate
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati
Iti Namine
Iti Namine
Shri
Shri
Varshabhanavi Devi
Varshabhanavi Devi
Daitaya
Daitaya
Kripabdhate
Kripabdhate
Krishna Sambandha
Krishna Sambandha
Vijnana
Vijnana
Daine
Nayane.
Prabhave Namaha.
Prabhave Namaha.
Madhuryojvala.
Madhuryojvala.
Pre Madhya.
Pre Madhya.
Shri Rupanuga.
Shri Rupanuga.
Bhaktida.
Bhaktida.
Shri Gaura.
Shri Gaura.
Karuna Shakti.
Karuna Shakti.
Nigrahaya.
Nigrahaya.
Namaskute.
Namaskute.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Gauravani.
Gauravani.
Shri Murtaye.
Shri Murtaye.
Dinatarine.
Dinatarine.
Rupanuga.
Rupanuga.
Virudhapa Siddhanta.
Virudhapa Siddhanta.
Bhanta.
Bhanta.
Harine.
Harine.
Swaha.
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 Kishoraya
Gaura Kishoraya
Saksha
Saksha
Vairagya Murtaye
Vairagya Murtaye
Pralambha
Pralambha
Nasambhodhe
Nasambhodhe
Padambhujaya
Padambhujaya
Te Namaha
Te Namaha
Swaha
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 Chitananda,
Chitananda,
Namine,
Namine,
Gaura Shakti,
Gaura Shakti,
Swarupaya,
Swarupaya,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Varayate,
Varayate,
Swaha,
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 Gauravirbhava.
Bhumesvam
Nirdeshta
Nirdeshta
Sajjanapriya
Sajjanapriya
Vaishnava Sarvabhauma
Vaishnava Sarvabhauma
Shri Jagannathaya
Shri Jagannathaya
Te Namaha
Te Namaha
Swaha
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 Vanchakalpa
Vanchakalpa
Karubhyascha
Karubhyascha
Kripa Sindhu
Kripa Sindhu
Dhaevacha
Dhaevacha
Paditanam
Paditanam
Pavanebhyo
Pavanebhyo
Vaishnavebhyo
Vaishnavebhyo
Namo Namaha
Namo Namaha
Swaha
Swaha
Chaitanya
Krishna Chaitanya
Namne
Namne
Gauratvishe
Gauratvishe
Namaha
Namaha
Swaha
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 Panchatattvatmakam
Panchatattvatmakam
Krishnam
Krishnam
Bhaktarupa
Bhaktarupa
Swarupakam
Swarupakam
Bhaktavataram
Bhaktavataram
Bhaktakhyam
Bhaktakhyam
Namami
Namami
Bhaktashaktikam
Bhaktashaktikam
Swaha
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 Swaha Karuna Sindho
Dina Bandho
Dina Bandho
Jagatpate
Jagatpate
Lokesha
Lokesha
Gopika Kanta
Gopika Kanta
Radha Kanta
Radha Kanta
Namostute
Namostute
Swaha
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 Mama
Mamanda
Mamanda
Matirgati
Matirgati
Matsarvasva
Matsarvasva
Madambhujau
Madambhujau
Radha
Radha
Madana Mohana
Madana Mohana
Swaha
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 Divya
Divya
Vrindaranya
Vrindaranya
Kalpadrumadha
Kalpadrumadha
Shrima
Shrima
Ratnadara
Ratnadara
Simhasana
Simhasana
Stau
Stau
Shrima
Shrima
Radha
Radha
Srila Govinda Deva
Srila Govinda Deva
Vreshthalidhi
Vreshthalidhi
Sevyamanao
Sevyamanao
Smarami
Smarami
Swaha
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 Rasarasarambhi Rasarasarambhi
Vamshivata
Vamshivata
Tathasthita
Tathasthita
Karsham
Karsham
Venusvanai
Venusvanai
Gopi
Gopi
Gopidatha
Gopidatha
Shriyestunaha
Shriyestunaha
Swaha
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 Swaha Tapta Kanchana
Tapta Kanchana
Gaurangi
Gaurangi
Radhe
Radhe
Vrindavaneshwari
Vrindavaneshwari
Rishabhanu
Rishabhanu
Sute Devi
Sute Devi
Pranamami
Pranamami
Hari Priye
Hari Priye
Swaha
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 Shri Krishna
Shri Krishna
Chaitanya
Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda
Prabhu Nityananda
Shri Advaita
Shri Advaita
Gadadhara
Gadadhara
Nivasadi
Shivasadi
Ghora Bhakta Vrinda
Ghora Bhakta Vrinda
Swaha
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 Om Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama
Rama Rama
Hare Hare
Hare Hare
Swaha
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 Of initiates, please stand up and hold the badana with your folded hands. And we'll chant the last mantra, Purna Bhuti, the final opening. And then one by one, put the bananas carefully. Om
Om
Namo
Namo
Brahmanya
Brahmanya
Devaya
Devaya
Go
Brahmana
Brahmana Hitaya cha
Hitaya cha
Jagatitaya
Jagatitaya
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya
Govindaya
Namo Namaha
Namo Namaha
Om
Om
Namo
Namo
Brahmanya
Brahmanya
Devaya
Devaya
Om
Go
Hitaya cha
Hitaya cha
Jagat Hitaya
Jagat Hitaya
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya
Govindaya
Namo Namaha
Namo Namaha
Brahmanya
Brahmanya
Devaya
Devaya
Brahmana
Brahmana
Hitaya cha
Hitaya cha
Jagathitaya
Jagathitaya
Krishnaya
Krishnaya
Govindaya
Govindaya
Namo Namaha
Namo Namaha
Swaha
Swaha.
Please offer the bananas.
Open.
You can start kirtan now.